Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the people who they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything with no stress. With their help, I could finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a free 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com right now. Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, RFK Jr., an entire episode dedicated to him. Is it a good idea if he runs as a third-party libertarian? We break that apart by asking the question of all third-party candidates, low trust, high trust, in a very important episode. And we already have aired this, and the response we have received is overwhelming. I do want to hear from you. freedom@charliekirk.com. Text this episode to your friends. I ask you to email me throughout the episode a couple times and make sure you listen to the whole thing and get your friends to also engage. Please subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA. That is tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Almost every single day I've been giving a speech, so I'm doing my best not to lose my voice. This is a problem Rush Limbaugh dealt with all the time, but I think we're going to be okay. Tea with honey is what they say. Tea with honey. It's funny. Someone just messaged us that in the chat in real time. Okay, so we've done a fair amount of analysis of the 2024 race. It's hard not to. There's a Republican debate tomorrow. We have our event tomorrow, our Turning Point USA event with Dennis Prager, so I'll watch the highlights. Donald Trump will not be attending that debate. We have also talked about how Joe Biden is very unpopular. Republicans are stepping up, largely led thanks by Turning Point Action to ballot chase and register voters and get into the communities that matter for low propensity type voter turnout, building the plumbing and the machinery of elections. God bless Turning Point Action for taking a leadership role in this regard. We've also mentioned, though, how third-party candidates can make the 2024 race unpredictable, chaotic, and interesting. A couple weeks ago, there was an article, Politico.com, Biden camp scrambles to stop Cornel West and No Labels from getting on the ballot. Now, of course, the party of democracy, oligarchy, is trying to prevent choice in elections. They don't want a primary. They don't want competitors. They want one size fits all. Top-down authoritarian political choices. I think it's helpful to divide people running for office into two buckets. Now, this is overly simplified, but it's helpful. So traditionally, in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 2000s, all up until Barack Obama, it all changed once Obama became president, Democrats and the Democrat base were motivated by low trust in government. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, Democrats would say the intel agencies were spying on their Democrat activist groups like the Black Panthers and the Students for a Democrat Society. There was some truth to that. But they would say that they don't trust the government when it comes to the police. They were largely motivated by low trust in the government, a low trust type society. Republicans in the 70s, 80s, and 90s were high trust. That was the party of Reagan and H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, that the government is there to administer the business of the people. Of course, we'll start the Department of Homeland Security. We trust you to do the Patriot Act. Remember, it was largely Democrats that fought against the Patriot Act becoming law under George W. Bush. The Democrat Party was skeptical of the Iraq War. Republicans were enthusiastic. Not every Democrat. Hillary Clinton was in favor of the war of Iraq. Barack Obama ran a campaign in 2007 and 2008 on low trust of government, saying that he was going to close down Gitmo, saying that he was going to stop the spying of American citizens, saying that he was going to restore citizen government. Now, all of that changed, obviously, where Barack Obama and the Democrat Party embraced the power that they found themselves in. Things inverted slowly, and it really changed when Donald Trump ran for office. When Donald Trump upset the apple cart of the Uniparty in D.C., Donald Trump and the movement of citizens that we call MAGA started to say, wait a second, we don't trust the government when it comes to immigration. We don't trust the government that spies on Donald Trump and infiltrates his campaign. We don't trust the government that launched two separate impeachments against Donald Trump. And that was there, but then the lockdowns and our reaction to COVID really changed everything. The Democrat Party went all in on worshiping of the state and power centers of Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. And intentionally or unintentionally, the Republican Party became skeptical of all major government authority. Now, there are always some elements of this in the Republican Party. They'd usually find themselves in more libertarian circles. But now, if you go to the rank and file of the Republican base of Trump voters, there is unanimous support against deconstructing the deep state. They don't trust anything the power centers of the country are telling them. Anything. And in some ways, that's exactly what grassroots Democrats were saying in the 70s and 80s. So you could break people running for the president into one of two buckets. Is their message largely centered on building trust or maintaining trust in the federal government, or challenging trust and trying to criticize the federal government? So let's take Joe Biden. Joe Biden is a regime candidate. DC does great work. DC is doing wonderful things. Continue to give us more power, and we're going to keep on administering the business. The machine created him, but his message is basically, the government is good, give us more power, nothing to see here. How about No Labels? No Labels is a DC is good, and we just need to find more ways to restore our institutions, to come to agreement, to come to a middle ground. No Labels is a high trust, almost old Republican way, like a Nelson Rockefeller type Republican. Get back to business as usual. Can't we just agree to, you know, administer our borders a little bit better and give money to Ukraine? No Labels is built on high trust of institutions. Bipartisanship is great. And now the obvious one, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's entire campaign now, which is why he's starting to build support with younger voters, build support with Hispanic voters, and build support with Black voters, is very simply this. The government is lying to you. The government spied on me. We have a great country, and we have an awful government. That is the root of all of Donald Trump's candidacy right now. And he is reading the room correctly. That is a coalition that can win. After the lies of the lockdowns, the lies of masks, the lies of the vaccines, 100% safe and effective, the lies of the border. But then you look at this other candidate that is running for office, and you have to ask yourself the question, do you put them in high trust or low trust? That's the way to look at it. Not Republican, Democrat, not liberal, conservative. Those paradigms no longer apply. Is the candidate spending most of their time on criticizing the government or supporting the government? So RFK Jr. is running for the Democrat nomination. He's not going to win the Democrat nomination. So now RFK Jr. is probing whether or not he should run as a libertarian. Now, the media is saying that this would be a nightmare scenario for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's nightmare election scenario might be coming true. Speculation that RFK Jr. may leave the Democrat Party could turn Joe Biden's 2024 nightmare reelection into a reality. Newsweek.com. disastrous defeat looms for Joe Biden if RFK Jr. runs as a third-party candidate. He's thinking of running as a libertarian. And they say they have polling to support this. Is that true? Would RFK Jr. running for the presidency hurt Joe Biden or hurt Donald Trump? Well, I want you to email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Do you have a generally good or generally negative opinion of RFK Jr.? I want to hear from you, and it will prove my point or disprove the point I'm going to make. Generally, not that you agree with him on everything. Do you agree with him more than you disagree, or you disagree more than you agree? Do you find him helpful or unhelpful? Email me freedom@charliekirk.com because the media is telling us that RFK Jr. will hurt Biden. I want to talk about relieffactor.com. I want you guys to check out relieffactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. According to Rasmussen, they say, oh, wow, RFK Jr. is going to take all this support from Joe Biden because Democrats, it says here that if Democrats and Republicans nominate Biden and Trump, Kennedy running as an independent, 33% of Democrat voters would likely vote for him, according to the poll. First of all, they're wrong. Second of all, you know that a lot of Democrats vote for Trump. So these are low trust of government registered Democrats that otherwise would be voting for Trump. So anyway, we received about 600 emails and only four had a negative opinion of RFK Jr. And this is a very conservative audience. So, I mean, I could read one after the other, after the other, after the other. Love RFK. Love his message. Think he's great. Love RFK. Terrific. So the media is telling you, they're trying to almost create this, the preconditions where they say RFK Jr. will hurt Biden. There's no evidence of that. I mean, yeah, there's some polling here. But what is more important when you think analytically and critically, does RFK Jr. better fit the form of a worldview of a Trump voter or a form of a worldview of a Biden voter? And it's much closer to a Trump voter, especially Trump voters. And it goes back to low trust, high trust. And so a Trump voter or someone who could become a Trump voter who might not be on fire for Trump are people that don't love Donald Trump's embracing of the COVID shot, number one. They did not like Donald Trump's enlisting of Anthony Fauci in the federal government, number two. Number three, they did not like Donald Trump even getting close to administering or pushing forward 15 days to slow the spread. Otherwise known as in 2020, they didn't like any of the COVID stuff. Now, yes, RFK is awful on abortion, climate alarmism, but RFK Jr. is articulate against big pharma, big government, and the intel agencies. How many times have we said on this program that the biggest issue in the 2024 election is the deconstruction of the administrative state? That is RFK Jr.'s entire plan. In fact, we could get tape after tape of his interview with James O'Keefe. In fact, I think we should. If you just read the transcript, you would think that he was reading MAGA talking points, where he says, I stay up at night. A direct quote. He says, in those moments right before I fall asleep, I dream of how I will cut the head off the snake of the FBI. RFK Jr. sits down with Tucker Carlson and many other people and says that the FBI and the government killed his uncle and might have killed his father. Does that sound like something a Biden voter would believe? No, a typical Biden voter is an NPC, a non-player character, to use video game language, someone who just wears the Ukraine flag, wears the mask, takes the vaccine. Let me prove it to you in a different way. Anybody that will vote for RFK Jr. is far more of a free thinker than anyone that would ever tolerate Joe Biden. RFK Jr. goes after the military-industrial complex, vaccine side effects, pollutants in our air, environmental toxins. These are people that believe that there's a large, let's say, cabal, a crime syndicate. These are people that are low propensity, probably will go for Trump voters. And it's proven. Now the emails keep on coming in and in and in and in, where here you are, a largely conservative audience, a largely pro-Trump audience that is telling me RFK Jr. is terrific. And so the media is telling you something else, though. The media is trying to say RFK Jr. will hurt Biden. Boy, if I was in the Biden campaign and I saw that Cornel West was running, who does hurt Biden, and I saw that No Labels was running, which does hurt Biden, wouldn't I deploy a mockingbird media narrative to try and splinter the Republican base and make it seem as if RFK Jr. running hurts Biden? And let's talk about younger voters. Young men who do not like all of the game against them. Young women's a separate category, but they were less likely to take the vaccine. They saw all this nonsense. RFK Jr. can be a comforting selection, and these people otherwise might have been able to be persuaded to vote for Trump. And here is a fact. Anytime a libertarian runs in a red state, anytime they take two Republicans for every one Democrat, that's proven in Georgia, it's proven in Montana, it's proven in Arizona. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives five mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. All right, let me just read this one email. Charlie, loved the show. I like RFK Jr. He's intelligent, well-read, and has hand on the pulse of what's going on. He's not quite America first like Trump. Trump is definitely my choice because I think that he's God's choice. But Biden is corrupt, and if I had to have a number two, it would be RFK Jr. If RFK Jr. takes Trump votes, I hope he does not run. Okay, so we're getting lots of emails around that. So let me just prove this to you. There is tape after tape after tape where he sounds as if he is speaking the language of MAGA. The administrative state is engaging in clandestine activities. There's a deep state of our government that might have been involved in assassination, that they are trying to overturn the duly elected will of the American people. Here is one tape of many, but does this sound like something that a New York Times subscribing, Xanax taking, suburban wine mom will believe? Whatever the government tells me is right, get me the ninth booster. Or a free thinking 28-year-old Joe Rogan viewer who might have a tilt towards Trump, which one of the categories would be more likely to vote for this message? Play cut 89, please.
And 2 months later, the military and intelligence came to him and said, we got to invade Cuba. And he was like, I'm not going to Cuba, and I'm not going to let the military. And he said, well, the U.S. government can't be doing that. I don't like what Castro's doing down there, but it's not the United States' job to dictate what kind of governments other countries have. He stepped out of that meeting, and he realized they had been lying to him and trying to trick him. And he said, I want to take the CIA and shatter it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. For the next 1,000 days of his presidency, he was at war with his military and intelligence apparatus. They tried to get him to go into Laos. He said no. And he signed that day a national security order ordering all troops out of Vietnam, U.S. troops. And then a month later, he was killed.
And a month later, he was killed. Playcut 88, does this sound like your typical regime Democrat or a populist constitutionalist? Playcut 88.
To summarize the evidence, there are, as I said in that podcast, there are confessions of people who were directly involved in the plot, who were involved in the planning of the plot, who were peripheral to the plot. There's a 60-year cover-up. The Warren Commission was run by Alan Dulles, who was the head of the CIA, who my uncle fired, and then insinuated himself onto the Warren Commission and essentially ran the Warren Commission and kept this evidence from the Warren Commissioners.
And there's another piece of tape that we're digging up where he just says, I'm going to obliterate the administrative state. So the media tells you, though, that the guy that is speaking like a Trump voter, the guy that is hesitant against the vaccine, is somehow going to win voters who took the ninth booster? How does that make any sense? So let's just take the vaccine issue in particular. The most likely to take every single one of those boosters are Democrats because they trust what power centers are telling them. They trust what the military industrial complex is telling them. They love masks. They do whatever they're told. And we're supposed to believe that those people that wear masks alone in a car and have their kids socially distanced for 2.5 years are suddenly going to go vote for RFK Jr.? No. Maybe some of them, but far more of the I don't trust the government brigade would vote for RFK Jr. if he were to run as a libertarian, which then begs the question, why are there so many articles out of nowhere, ex nihilo, pushing RFK Jr. saying he's going to hurt Biden? This feels like an op, a scheme, a strategy, a machination, a plot, a ploy, where they're trying to convince you that this is bad for Biden to run as a libertarian. Now, let's just think about this. Is there any evidence that when a libertarian runs for office, it hurts Democrats? Any evidence? No. In fact, libertarians being on the ballot almost always hurt Republicans. And we know this. We see it in so many different states. Libertarian being on the ballot hurt Donald Trump in Arizona and Georgia in 2020 and hurt us in the Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue Senate race. So now the media is trying to convince you because of some flimsy polling. And again, I am receiving hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails. Charlie, love RFK Jr. He's a man of his own ideas. He should have, Trump should pick him as his vice president. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, he should not. That's a bad idea. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that you're coming to that conclusion clumsily. I'm just saying that it's a bad idea. Let's say that Donald Trump were to no longer be president. You're going to have a pro-abortion guy who calls Moms for Liberty a hate group. Someone who says I'm going to be the most pro-trans president in history, be one heartbeat away. Now, Bannon pushes this, and I just see it differently than Steve Bannon. I don't want a guy, RFK Jr., who says, I am going to be the most pro-trans president in history, being the tiebreaker in the U.S. Senate. So he's vice president, and let's say we have a 50-50 Senate, and we need to confirm a Supreme Court justice. And RFK Jr. is like, nah. Like, that's a bad idea. You need ideological and worldview harmony between the president and the vice president. You want to make RFK Jr. special commissar to slay the head of the deep state? Great. We could fire you at will. Congratulations. You want to make RFK Jr. chairman of the FDA reform committee? All for it. You want to make RFK Jr. the head of the vaccine adverse event, investigatory committee? Fine. Vice president? No. The vice president should be someone that, God forbid, the president no longer serves. There is not any daylight between the worldview. whatsoever. Not to mention RFK Jr.'s anti-2A and all that stuff. He has a niche that he's excellent at, and I support him in that. Talking about how the administrative state is overturning the will of the American people. How you have an unelected, unknown fourth branch of government that is constantly usurping what the American people want. And so then you say, well, what should RFK Jr. do? So RFK Jr. running in the Democrat primary is terrific. It's hilarious. It creates unbelievable everyday hypocrisy that the Democrat Party, the party of democracy, won't have elections and they suspend the primary. That's fine. But then if RFK Jr. were to run as a libertarian, he very well could cancel out any of the Green Party ticket that could help Trump, any of the No Labels ticket. So there's a National Review article all about how RFK can hurt Biden because he's the most serious Democrat challenger to Biden, polling in double digits. I don't believe it. I don't. I don't believe the people that told us mask and vax, grandma is going to die, are suddenly going to go vote for the guy that says that Anthony Fauci is a war criminal. I don't, that is incomprehensible to me. If he runs in the Democrat primary, great. Splinter it, cause chaos. And I will prove this to you. Just last week, RFK Jr. did a fundraiser with Eric Clapton. Without saying any names, I knew 15 Turning Point donors that went to that event and contributed. 15. It is not Democrats that are financing RFK Jr. It is not traditional rank and file left wingers. The biggest donor to RFK Jr. is who? Anybody? Anybody? It's all public. It's a man by the name of Timothy Mellon from Wyoming, who also gave huge money to fund Greg Abbott's border wall. He was Mitch McConnell's number one donor, and he gives significantly to RFK Jr. So Democrats aren't financing him. Democrats aren't supporting him. So who are the people that are behind him? The answer is low trust voters in the entire cabal. So therefore, if RFK Jr. were to run as a libertarian, it could splinter the MAGA movement from us getting to victory. The entire theme of the RFK Jr. candidacy is elites versus the people, the insiders versus the citizens. So just run as a Democrat and destroy Biden's narrative. But when it comes to the general election, I think it would hurt Donald Trump's chances significantly. And the media tells you the opposite, which makes me believe it even more. Karen emails us, freedom@charliekirk.com. I like RFK Jr. too, but now I see why he will hurt Trump running as a libertarian, but not Biden. Again, that is now thousands of emails. And we have, I think, objectively the numbers, one of the largest conservative audiences in the country. And I'm not getting emails of people that are, I mean, a couple people say, oh yeah, you know, RFK's a fraud on this and that. But if I were to say, what is your opinion of John Fetterman? I would receive 5,000 just over the top angry emails. In fact, this is what's interesting. If I would say, hey, what is your opinion of Mitt Romney? You would be far more negative than RFK Jr. But here's where RFK Jr. could potentially undo Joe Biden. That Ted Kennedy, RFK Jr.'s uncle, Chappaquiddick, ran a formidable primary challenge to Jimmy Carter in 1980. Some people say that is ultimately what undid him. It caused cracks in the confidence of Democrat voters. So if RFK Jr., the best case scenario for us conservatives, and I'm not here to tell what RFK could do because he's going to do his own thing, and maybe deep down RFK actually wants Joe Biden to win another term. He is a Democrat. Maybe deep down, RFK Jr. is going to try to make good to save his reputation as the Camelot Kennedys and actually get Biden across the finish line. Who knows? I don't know what is driving RFK Jr. Is it principle? Is it populism? Is it last minute bailing out the Democrat Party, which he has been a member of his entire life? Be skeptical, everybody. I have low trust across the board, and you should too. But would he, if the, what would be the best case scenario? The best case scenario would be RFK Jr. running in a primary, a hard primary challenge, getting 15 to 30% of the vote in the Democrat primary. Now you might say, but Charlie, you're contradicting yourself. How could you say that RFK Jr. could do so well in the primary, but he wouldn't be able to pull those votes in a general? Because Donald Trump wins a lot of Democrat primary voters. That's why. That is the major glitch in the matrix, is that Donald Trump does very, very well with registered Democrats, especially white working class registered Democrats. This is a fact. A lot of people will vote for RFK in the Democrat primary and then vote for Trump in the general election. That's a real thing. So the best case scenario for America would be for RFK Jr. to just be a nonstop irritation to Joe Biden in the primary, get robbed of the primary and be very angry and bitter, Bernie Sanders a la 2016, and basically vanish and disappear for 5 months between July and November of 2024. That would be the absolute best case scenario, forget for Trump, but for the nation, for the country. And in some way, you know, I'm happy to broker this live on air. Somebody needs to approach Team Kennedy and say, listen, if you run as a third party candidate, Joe Biden will probably win re-election, or you'll help him. There, you help the machine. RFK, here's the peace offering. Donald Trump will slay the deep state. He's already said he's going to have a special commission into adverse events on vaccines. You will get none of that. You will get none of that with Biden. He said he's going to help topple the FBI. So go run in the primary, make as much noise as possible, but you running as a libertarian will hurt all of your lifelong goals of trying to expose Pfizer, expose AstraZeneca, expose Johnson & Johnson. That conversation needs to happen to RFK Jr. publicly, privately. I've texted with him a fair amount to try to get him on the program. Nothing, you know, that extensive. Trump should also go to him and say, I will harness your expertise as a surgical strike against the administrative state in my new administration. I will empower you. I will deploy you. I will give you power in the 47th presidency of the office. So go run as a Democrat in the primary, RFK. Make as much noise as possible. Make a scene at the Chicago DNC convention. Talk about how they're the party of oligarchy and they're not doing anything. Raise hell against the Democrats in the primary and then disappear and vanish, please, for like 5 months. That would be ideal. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
The United States Constitution guarantees every American fundamental rights and protection of life, liberty, and property. Salem is celebrating our founding document with a special offer, a 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Understand the value of these lithographs is to know the story. A master lithographer, immigrant named Theodore Oman, came to this country to find the American dream. 70 years ago in 1953, Oman printed a limited number of these exceptional Constitution lithographs. Go to SalemEventStore.com to read Oman's entire story. America's most important document stands as a testament to all Americans to maintain their liberties, freedoms, and inalienable rights. Buy it and display it proudly. Buy a gift for your family and friends, for all the teachers in your communities. There's a limited number, so act today. Go to SalemEventStore.com to get your exclusive 1953 Oman U.S. Constitution lithograph. Buy it and display it proudly. While limited supplies last, there's a limited time, so act today. SalemEventStore.com, SalemEventStore.com.